I'm glad the transition takes a minute, then I can get here from there. This should look familiar, because this is what Kay spoke about last week, and we're going to continue. I pondered and pondered, how is this going to work? What are we going to do? What am I talking about? I got up yesterday, and Kay says, so you should be working on your message. And I said, well, it's okay. I know what I'm doing. I dreamed about it. I did. It was great. I wasn't worried at all. I had to put the time in, do some research, find some things. And today we have it all put together. So last week, Kay told us about one word. For some of us, it was a review. And for others, it was the first time hearing it. And the point of it, for those who didn't hear, is that instead of making New Year's resolutions, you pick one word. And you focus on the one word all year long. It's much easier. According to the book, the statistics say that 87% of people make New Year's resolutions, and 50% of those fail by the end of January. The reason they fail is that they are built on a flawed foundation of effort. They are to-do goals instead of to-be goals. The most important change should be our hearts. I think setting goals has its place, but those goals should not determine our worth. If we're going to go to the gym every week and then we don't go, it happens. It doesn't make us any less. Failing at a goal doesn't mean that we are failures. On the contrary, we are successes because we're God's kids. We know that He loved us first, and we chose Him. We're here because we want a relationship with Jesus, with God. And that relationship is pretty easy. I mean, we have to put some time in, but a big part of it is listening and obeying and spending time in the Word. God doesn't beat us up. Holy Spirit might have to remind us of some things, but God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit never condemn us. That comes from the other voice. You know, when you have those two little angel things sitting on your shoulders, the condemnation doesn't come from above.
Amen.
One of the focuses, well, one of the things listed in the book talks about how to live our word. You know, we have 11 and a half more months to go. And you'll find in your bulletin, which Pastor very adorably says Happy New Word, because that's what we're focusing on here. Inside, there's a list of some of the ways to keep our words front and center throughout the year. So write it down and post it in prominent places. Put it in the kitchen, put it in your car, put it in your planner, on your desk, wherever you're going to see it. Create or find a screensaver for your computer. Paint a sign and put it where you'll see it. Save a picture on your phone. Kay has an example of that right now. We did that yesterday. Keep a journal for insights and lessons you learn related to your word. Get a group and have a weekly discussion about your progress in your family, in your church family, with whoever you're sitting near. Look for sayings or quotes that focus on your word. Find a song, pick one, write a poem or a prayer. Create a computer document to collect all things one word and anything else you can think of. The only limit is our imagination. Another thing Kay talked about last week was the six dimensions. And we don't tend to spend a lot of time on that because it's just a list in the book. But there are six dimensions, and your word, living it out throughout the whole year, keeping a focus on it, will impact each of these dimensions. So we listed them in the bulletin as well. Spiritual, physical, emotional, relational, mental, and financial. And those of you who had your words last year, now I want to pick on you. But we want to hear how your word from 2016 impacted you. So is anyone willing to go first? You don't have to stand up here. I'll come to you. That's fine. Okay. You should be okay.
Okay. My word for last year was perseverance. I know some of you know that over the last couple of years, I've struggled with some real interesting health problems, to say the least. And I was having trouble because I wanted to give up. And it was really hard sometimes to get up every morning because I have a 10-year-old autistic son and he has meltdowns. And physically, sometimes we have to restrain him because he gets so out of hand. And with the physical problems I was having, I just had a really hard time getting up and reading my Bible, getting up and praying, getting up and doing anything. And God really laid on my heart that I needed to be perseverant, that I needed to keep going. I needed to push through. And as I went through the year, things did get better and better. And at the end of the year, I realized that keeping that word in front of me all year long, perseverance, really helped me to understand what God wanted for me last year. So I highly encourage everyone here to do the one word challenge because it will change your life. And just so you know, my word for this year is trust. So if any of you hear me not trusting, you are welcome to smack me upside the head and say, hey, you're not trusting God.
So it sounds like, if we go back to our six dimensions, that Rue was affected emotionally, relationally, mentally, spiritually. Her word captured all of those things.
My word for the year was kindness. And when I received that word, the first thing I thought of was that I probably need to focus on that word to show kindness to my partner and my children. And so, and I also thought, well, I'm going to have to discipline myself to focus on this word to keep, you know, focusing on my own level of kindness. And that's not what happened at all. What happened was I ended up seeing kindness in others over and over again throughout the years where I was the recipient and seeing how that light coming from their kindness affected everyone around me, including me, and how much of an example they were of how I want to be kind like that. Although trying to remember to be kind wasn't, you know, harmful at all in any way. Also, another thing that I experienced was how often other people in the church, I knew their word over and over again, kept coming to me, intentional. The one I got the most was Brandy's. El Camino, the journey, kept coming to me all the time. I'm like, I wonder if I'm supposed to be on a journey with Brandy. I don't know why this keeps coming up. But it would remind me of how we were all, you know, doing this together. When other people's words popped up, and I would remember that that was their word. I don't have my word for the year yet, but that's because I want to make sure I'm receiving it from the right place and not picking it myself. I'm going to keep praying on that.
One of the things that the book says is, every word can be used, even if it's a good, if any word is good, even if it's not God, because sometimes it's hard to tell the difference in the voices. It's hard to recognize, oh, that's God telling me something. Anybody else want to share about their word for 2016? Did anybody notice which that Heather hit on all of the dimensions? Did one stand out more than another?
I think relational stood out because it was relational. She thought she was going to try to be kind to others, but people were kind to her, so it was relational.
I think it's nice to have that list in front of us so we can see how it worked.
Lee's back here going, what was your word? I'll tell you, okay? My word was choose. And it was a difficult word, but it was a good word. And it's probably still going on right now because the other day, I'm trying to lose some weight, and so I'm changing my eating habits. And so I was downstairs and I said something and I said, I can't have that. And Kay says, no, you choose not to. It's like, oh, okay. And so I have choose on my desk at home on the bookcase tape where I have to look at it. And too often I find myself not choosing things because I'm impulsive. I do things because I do them, because I want to. And so I have to sometimes I'd have to stop myself and say, okay, this is this or this. Choose which one you're going to do. And so I'd have to choose not to do this so that I could read something because you all know I hate reading. And so sometimes I would have to make myself choose it and choose what to spend my money on, choose what to do with my time because I am a great waster of time also. And I had a lot of things I needed to get done in my yard before winter. And so I chose to take 2 hours in the morning, work on my yard, then come down here and spend 8 hours. So it helped me in that line to get things organized. And my word now, can I tell them that?
Absolutely.
Is change. Because I can choose to do things that are not productive. I can choose to do things that are not good because I can buy ice cream in a quart, eat half of it one day, half the next. So I have to choose not to, but I also have to change my thinking about it, about different things, because I love to eat and I have to change my habits because instead of eating a mound of spaghetti, I eat a smaller portion. So I'm working on portion size so my size can get smaller. So it works, but you have to do it and you have to use it because there were times that I didn't choose, I paid for it.
But again, that didn't make him a failure. It just meant that he didn't choose and you move on. And Glade's ready.
Okay, I wasn't here when you picked the words, but I did pick a word at the beginning of last year and I focused and it was my topic of conversation almost every week. Some can bear that out. My word was fire. We need to have the fire in us. We need to have the spirit, that we need that drive. And that's what I felt like was missing so much, but we needed the fire and the spirit and that push, that drive, that determination to move forward.
The one word came to me before I even came to this church. That's the one the Lord told me that I need to work on more than anything, which is wisdom. Because the Lord says that I need to have wisdom in everything I do. I need to learn how to have wisdom in all my prayers being answered. I need to have wisdom in my neighbors as well, and not to be judging them. I need to have the wisdom. Any wisdom you ask of me, he says, I'll give it to you. Just don't be two-faced, where you give it to the Lord and then you take it back away, or where you say one thing but you totally do a 360 on it and do the other words. So he told me wisdom is my word. That's what I need to work on.
Thank you. How about you, Brandy? How was your journey? I'm not leaving you out.
Oh, boy. Well, for 2016, my word was El Camino, which means path, the way. And all year long, I kept thinking about that. It's here I am. I'm like, I'm on a journey. Okay. Well, finally, the last 2 weeks of December, so 11 months and a half, the change, the way was I'm moving to North Carolina. So today would be my last day, but it took 11 and a half months for that word to be fulfilled. And this year's word is hope. So hope for the best.
God is faithful. Even though it took 11 and a half months, it happened. And the journey continues. A hopeful journey. Would anyone else like to share?
Sort of a lead in, because my word is share.
I had no idea. It worked out beautifully.
That's a lead in. Well, I think I learned the most about share when I did it badly. There was an incident about around the election time, and Facebook, you know, got a little crazy, and that was when I kind of learned that we share our good and we share our bad. And I shared my bad that day, and it hurt people around me, and it definitely hurt me. I look back on it constantly, and I just regret what occurred. So when I think about sharing, I now not only think about the material items that we share, like money or food or whatnot, but our emotional energies that we choose to give to people to make sure it's the good and don't share the ugly and the bad. And that's kind of what I learned from my word. Oh, and my word this year is surrender.
So if you see Richard not surrendering.
So I am not going to lie. I totally forgot my word. And I remembered that I copied Pastor. So, and I was sitting here thinking about choices and how my life has changed so much and every... And I made some really good choices and some really poor choices since James has been with me. And I it's an awakening that my choices don't just impact me, that my choices impact my family. And that it's everything I choose. If I want to go out and hang out with friends, there's consequences. It affects my family. So I didn't even remember it, but now it just kind of makes sense. I'm going to copy pastor probably this year. So mine was choices, and I haven't come up. What did you say yours was?
Change.
Change?
Change is his new word.
I'm going to copy him.
We'll see now that I think part of me wants to say that's cheating, because then he doesn't have to remember for himself, but he will remember and he will be responsible for it, because that's Lee, right? He'll see it all the time. He'll hear it. Anyone else? Oh, here we go. Look how brave.
My word for last year was trust. And that's the one thing that I've had the hardest time doing, was trusting people in my life, around me, everything. It's the hardest thing for me to do. And I really, especially with the husband I have, he has been the biggest person I've been able to trust. This family that I have here in the church has been wonderful. So I think it's helped me to be able to trust people in my life, trust God, just be able to trust everybody. My word for this year is change as well. Mine's going through health issues right now, so I just went through my stomach operation so I can lose weight. And so this is the biggest change I've had this year so far. I want more changes.
You know he has them. Now, I know you weren't here last year, but...
Oh, why? I was here.
Were you?
Yeah.
Well, for January, for the word.
You know, I don't have a word. I'm not going to sell Richard short. Because Christ actually, after I had a visit with my daughter that went horrible at Liberty Park, and I was just so down and depressed, and I've told this to people, God actually had me walking down the street, and that cross out there was so vivid to me, and it helped me so much to have encouragement to keep pressing forward, because when you're going through a child welfare case, it is gruesome. But being able to meet back up with Richard, and he actually, your word sharing, you might not remember, but you walked inside my home that day. He was coming out to perform when they were having the festival. I can't remember what that was, Pride. And so we were doing free snow cones at my house that Sunday, and I had him performing, singing worship songs and stuff, and we were passing out tracts and stuff. But he walked through my door with this basket full of food and goodies and all kinds of stuff. And I don't know, it was like I just needed that at that moment. And I was so shocked that he had done that. He's been sharing his life by bringing me to church here, by helping me to stay active with things. So, Richard, you're selling yourself out short. You have done wonderful with your word. Because I wouldn't even be here right now if you hadn't have shared your life with me. And I want to thank you guys also for being the support.
If I stand here long enough, people get brave. It's awesome.
I know my word was commitment. And I know there's another person in here that had the same word. And commitment to me is one of the most difficult words to try and follow through during the year. You have to commit yourself to everything that you have been doing, or change. And trying to commit to coming to church and to staying on a diet or anything like that is just absolutely difficult. And that's one of the most difficult words I have ever had to try and live up to. But you do the best you can. And if you can stick with it, that's great. I don't have my word for this year yet. The Lord hasn't told me. So anyhow, that's what's going on here.
Thanks. And there goes another brave hand.
So my word last year was live. And I didn't understand it whatsoever when I got it. Because I thought I was. I thought I was living. And I think that I look back on it honestly today that it was a test for me this year. It's been a really rough year for me. But I still lived, and I'm still alive. So, and then my word for this year is going to be believe.
I love the group thing.
And it's like that. It takes a lot of encouragement. My word last year was calm. For those of you who don't know me, when I came to this church, the mental state that I was in, I had just suddenly lost my second husband. I was widowed for the second time, which left me with PTSD, panic attacks, and I had a hard time. I couldn't even get up on stage to sing for years, and I had thrown that all away. So my year word was calm, was to work on maintaining my calm, maintaining my harmony, and not to let everything affect me, trying to be in such a panic to take care of everybody like I normally had. That all went out the window 5 years ago when Tyler was killed. And I didn't know I was lost for a long time. I was angry. I walked away from my faith. I turned my back on God temporarily. And I started power walking. Kay and Karina had a Tuesday night service that was in there. But no matter which direction I went, I always landed up here on this front steps, hearing music, and I'd sit out there. Till finally Penny grabbed me by the hand one day and drugged me in here. Honestly, they sent me down next to Lee in the back row. And they're like, here, take care of him. And it's just like, that's fine. So I've been working on that. And this has helped me to maintain quite a bit, becoming the praise team leader and working with this group and everybody to help me gain some of that confidence back so I can maintain that calmness, to maintain that harmony. And I've done really good. Now, I've been telling everybody my new word for this year is going to be no, learning to tell people no. It's like, I can't do everything for everybody at the same time. It's okay to say no. Just like that just wasn't right. It wasn't right. And it came to me 2 nights ago, and it just has not left me. Like you talk about, it came to you in a dream, the same thing. I woke up in the middle of the night. And my word for this year will be to renew. I've maintained my calm. I've maintained my harmony. Now it's time to renew everything that I thought that I had lost in my life and that I had lost within myself, within my own spirit, my own soul. And I'm going to renew everything and bring it all back and just keep moving forward and progress.
God is good and He's faithful. And He honored our words last year, and He's going to honor our words this year. Because He's God. You've heard stories today. You've heard changes. There are so many things going on behind the scenes that we don't see. We see the church face. We don't always see the home face. We don't see the hurt face. We get to see the good side of things. But it's nice to know that we have a family where we can open up and we can show those other sides. Kay's going to tell us about her commitment again.
I'm supposed to tell you about commitment again, huh? So I spoke last week and I told you a little bit about my commitment to my job. I committed, and I remember in the middle of almost not quite the end of the year, I remember meeting with my group manager and him. They talked about changing my title. And he's like, I'm not promising anything, but I think we should change your title. And I'm like, okay. And I know God's faithful. I know He's faithful. But I struggled because eventually it came back saying that they weren't going to change my title and I wasn't going to get a pay increase. And I've been doing this new job for 4 years and I haven't had a pay increase for what I'm doing. I've had little raises, but I haven't had a pay increase. And this week, one of the newest people that got a job in the same department that I'm working in was told that he could go to the night shift. So on Friday, I'm like to Karina, I'm like, I need to choose joy today. Because that's my new word for the year. And I'm like, commitment. I've committed to this company I go on 18 years starting in the 1st of February. 18 years, same department, a few different jobs, but I've committed my life to this company. And every time I turn around, I feel like I got crapped on. Every single time I feel like I got crapped on. But I'm still committed because I'm not committed. I'm committed to the company, but I'm committed to God first. So I was angry, and I'm like, does that mean everybody in here? Because if you work the night shift, you get an automatic $1.50 raise. I said, so everybody that works in this group, do we get a $1.50 raise? And I don't think my main boss wasn't there, so she didn't hear me, but my lead did. So we'll see what happens, but I'm like, what? So yesterday I was in the shower, and I'm like, crap. It's not about that. It's not about money. It's about my trust and loyalty to God, knowing He's going to take care of me no matter what. So Karina gave me some pictures about choosing joy. has everybody seen
Inside Out?
Inside Out, where we have the joy, we have sadness, we have anger, we have... So I put that picture of joy on my desktop because she's so happy. So my word for the year is joy. I'm going to choose joy in whatever God has. My job, I don't work for that company. I work for God first. So I'm committed to working for God instead of believing that I'm less than, because that's how it felt. I've committed to this company, and I felt like I was replaceable, which I am, but that's okay, because I'm not replaceable with God, because he's first.
Thanks. Inside of the bulletins, I listed some scriptures. I did not put them in the slides because these are for you. I did a search for New Year scriptures, and I liked them. I chose the ones I liked, and I put them in here. Something you can take home, something you can read and look at and think about. Maybe they'll help you with your word. They should help Brandy with her word, because I saw that word over and over and over. Philippians 3:13 says, "Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead." Last year's word is done. Last year is done. We need to look forward. Isaiah 43:18-19. "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland." Proverbs 3:5-6. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight." Proverbs 23:18. "There is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off." Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Psalm 31:23-24. "Love the Lord, all his saints. The Lord preserves the faithful, but the proud he pays back in full. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord." 1 Peter 1:3. "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Lamentations 3:22-23. "The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning." Ezekiel 11:19-20. "I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them. I will remove from them their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh." And finally, 2 Corinthians 5:17-18, part of which is on the cover of your bulletin as well. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come." Let us embrace the new.
I challenge everybody to look up scriptures for your words. Because I did that yesterday and I had 2 pages worth of joy in there. Also, Creed, I want you to share your word last year's and this year's with the congregation.
I forgot about that, sorry. My word last year was intentional, as Heather said. There are times I want to be a flake. I don't want to commit to anything. I don't want to. And somehow I still keep getting moved in that direction. And things happen, and it's a good thing. But I do intentionally show up every week when we're not sick. Can I come in on Tuesdays, most Tuesdays, and we help where we can, help Pastor brainstorm? And we were working last year on a worship service booklet so that anyone who wants to help with the worship service, we have a booklet that tells you why we do what we do and how to do it. We're not quite at the training stage yet, but we're getting there. We worked on synergy and all compiling all the information. And every time I sit down at the computer, I can find something to do that's very intentional. It's just part of who I am, part of the way we do things. This year, the only word I keep coming back to, and I keep fighting it, because again, I don't want to. The word is listen. And I know that's because I hear the still small voice. I know I'm supposed to do something, and then I move on and forget. And I need to stop moving so fast so that I can listen. A couple weeks ago, we were leaving the house, and I was like, there was that quick thought that said, oh, you should grab that and take it with you because, and I thought, oh, that's a good idea. I need to remember to do that. And then we were doing something else, and I didn't do it. And we got here. Whatever that thing was what I needed. Oh, I really should have brought that. Ugh. So I'm supposed to be listening better this year. So I guess if you see me daydreaming, you can call me on it. I do tend to daydream a bit. Used to get in trouble at school. Oh, Karina's a great student, but she tends to daydream. Hasn't changed much. I've found, in searching for scriptures and whatnot, I've found this really fantastic prayer. It was in a blog by Debbie McDaniel. And it's a fantastic prayer that reminds us to keep God first in the new year. So I figured that would be a good closing. Dear God, thank you that you make all things new. Thank you for all that you've allowed into our lives this past year. The good, along with the hard things, which have reminded us how much we need you and rely on your presence filling us every single day. We pray for your Spirit to lead us each step of this new year. We ask that you will guide our decisions and turn our hearts to deeply desire you above all else. We ask that you will open doors needing to be opened and close the ones needing to be shut tight. We ask that you would help us release our grip on the things to which you've said no, not yet, or wait. We ask for help to pursue you first, above every dream and desire you've put within our hearts. We ask for your wisdom, for your strength and power to be constantly present within us. We pray you would make us strong and courageous for the road ahead. Give us the ability beyond what we feel able. Let your gifts flow freely through us so that you would be honored by our lives and others would be drawn to you. We pray that you keep us far from the snares and traps of temptations, that you would whisper in our ear when we need to run, and whisper in our heart when we need to stand our ground. We pray for your protection over our families and friends. We ask for your hand to cover us and keep us distanced from the evil intent of the enemy, that you would be a barrier to surround us, that we'd be safe in your hands. We pray that you would give us discernment and insight beyond our years to understand your will, hear your voice, and know your ways. We ask that you would keep our footsteps firm on solid ground, helping us to be consistent and faithful. Give us supernatural endurance to stay the course, not swerving to the right or to the left, or being too easily distracted by other things that would seek to call us away from a close walk with you. Forgive us for the times we have worked so hard to be self-sufficient, forgetting our need for you, living independent of your Spirit. Forgive us for letting fear and worry control our minds and for allowing pride and selfishness to wreak havoc over our lives. Forgive us for not following your ways and for living distant from your presence. We confess our need for you, fresh, new, again. We ask that you make all things new in our hearts, in our minds, in our lives for this coming year. We pray for your refreshing over us. Keep your words of truth planted firm within us. Help us to keep focused on what is pure and right. Give us the power to be obedient to your word. And when the enemy reminds us where we have been, hissing his lies and attacks our way, we trust that your voice speaks louder and stronger as you remind us we are safe with you and your purposes and plans will not fail. We ask that you will be our defense and rear guard, keeping our way clear, removing the obstacles and covering the pitfalls. Lord, lead us on your level ground. We ask that you would provide for our needs. We ask for your grace and favor. We pray for your blessings to cover us. We pray that you would help us to prosper and make every plan that you have birthed in our heart to succeed. We pray that others would take notice of your goodness and could not help but to say, these are the ones that the Lord has blessed. Help us to be known as great givers. Help us to be generous and kind. Help us to look to the needs of others and not to be consumed by only our own. May we be lovers of truth. May the fruits of your Spirit be evident in our lives. Your love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. Shine your light in us, through us, over us. May we make a difference in this world for your glory and purposes. Set your way before us. May all your plans succeed. We may reflect your peace and hope to a world that so desperately needs your presence and healing. To you be the glory and honor in this new year and forever. In Jesus' name, amen.